824, 63 degrees on the Tony Conley Morning Show on 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Let's head out to the McLaren Health Plan phone lines and talk with State Representative Jeff Irwin. Representative, how are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning, Tony.
What are you doing this weekend?
What am I doing this weekend? That's a good question. I've got some events back at home around Memorial Day, and hopefully going to spend some time with the kids. And yeah, I've got some campaign work to do back home too, getting ready for my primary. I got to update my website and all sorts of fun stuff. So it's going to be a busy weekend.
All right, the House Democrats are unveiling a plan to take back the majority. Tell me about this.
Absolutely. Well, we're intending to take back the majority and restore some balance in state government. We really think that we want to give the governor an opportunity to govern in the way that he ran for office as a moderate, and we think we can do that if we take control of the Michigan State House and start reinvesting in K-12 and in our communities.
Representative, we like to ask questions from the perspective of the opposition of whatever we're talking about. So if I'm a Republican supporter or a Republican, I'm just going to go, really? How are you going to take it back when we dominate when it comes to numbers in the House and in the Senate?
Well, the way we're going to take it back is by telling the story of what's been happening in Lansing for the last year and a half. And, you know, while Republicans usually run on no new taxes, just in the last year and a half, they've increased taxes on individuals across the state of Michigan. They've instituted a new pension tax. They've eliminated credits that the families were using for their mortgages or for their children. And they've really increased taxes on individuals across the board. So that's one message. Another is you're going to hear the Republicans during election time talk about investing in schools. But when you look at the record, when you look at what they've done in Lansing, they've decimated our schools. They've taken over $1.4 billion out of the school aid fund last year, and they're going to do it again this year. And those are dollars that were intended for K-12 schools to put great teachers in the classroom and to keep class sizes small. And, you know, also, Republicans will talk every election season about family values. And, you know, when you're taking away health benefits from families because of who the kids' parents love, and when you're taking away per-child tax credits from families who depend on that tax relief when they're investing in their kids at a young age, that's not family values. That's not pro-family. So we're going to get out there and tell our story about what's been happening in Lansing for the last year and a half.
Well, the governor and Republican legislative leaders have worked out a budget agreement for a tax cut.
Yeah, well, it's an election year, and I think they're feeling the heat. They know that they're going to have to go out and try to spin their yarn about tax relief again. And in the wake of one of the largest tax increases on individuals in Michigan's history, that's going to be a hard sell. So they're looking for something. They're looking for some political cover. So they're probably going to pass a minuscule tax decrease and try to take credit for reducing folks' taxes, even though taxes across the state of Michigan have been increased on individuals.
Wouldn't the Democrats do the same thing, though?
Wouldn't the Democrats do the same thing with regards to what?
Finding
passing politically popular measures in an election year?
No, giving a tax cut back when it's an election year.
You know, I'm sure we can find plenty of examples, and, you know, I think that you'll see a lot of Democrats support this very small tax relief package that the Republicans are going to put forward. You know, Democrats often are in support of tax relief for middle-class families and for working people. I think what Democrats oppose is what we saw last year, which was a systematic reorientation of tax policy, such that now we've reduced taxes on wealth, so that we can increase taxes on work. And that's wrong. That's the wrong direction for our economy. And I think that middle-class families know that.
All right. Since Governor Rick Snyder's and his administration, and since the House and the Senate have been controlled by the Republicans, from your perspective, is the state in better condition or in worse condition than it was before the prior administration?
Well, I think that we're very fortunate in Michigan to have a state that's really starting to do well despite the efforts and the actions of the Michigan Republicans in Lansing. And I think if you look at the numbers, there's a real strong story to back that up. We've had a tremendous resurgence in the auto industry and in manufacturing in Michigan ever since Obama's auto rescue package. And that was controversial at the time. A lot of Republicans opposed that. But now, with the light of history, we know that that was a great success. And we know that the auto manufacturers have been adding jobs in Michigan for the last year and a half, and that's really what's leading our recovery. So the Republicans have a very complicated message to try to get across. They have to try to beat up on President Obama, who really stuck his neck out for Michigan, and they have to also try to take credit for everything that President Obama has done to support auto manufacturing.
All right, Representative, I've got to get to a hard break. As always, thanks so much for your time, sir.
Have a great morning. Take care.